I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Taliban forces launched a tightly coordinated attack across Kabul, Afghanistan Tuesday in the crosshairs, the U.S. Embassy, and NATO headquarters. Cure International has a hospital in Kabul. Cure's Mark Bush says the hospital wasn't targeted and continues to operate. Staff is safe. However, Cure is adjusting security so they can continue to bring physical healing and spiritual hope to their patients.
Anytime there is insurgency activities, it just brings to mind the unstable community that does exist within Kabul. And so we would certainly appreciate all the prayers related to not only our expatriate staff, but even the staff of the hospital.
Next, Guatemala's Sunday elections were inconclusive. Although many felt Otto Perez Molina was a shoo-in, he only received 36% of the vote. A runoff is scheduled for November. Orphan Outreach's Amy Norton is just glad that the elections were peaceful. They purposely rearranged a trip schedule away from election dates in case of violence. Now that the elections have come and gone,
we continue moving forward with everything that we're doing, and we have children going to school that we sponsor, and those kids are still going to school, and really all of the ministry that we do will continue to move forward during the election.
And maybe part of the way you engage in the Great Commission is by working with a church missions team. Ever felt alone in the work? Well, the Evangelical Alliance Mission, or team, is hosting a one-day seminar this October 4th to provide resources and motivation for you and your team. The Ignition Conference is only $39 and will be held in Wheaton, Illinois. Take the time to learn and fellowship to better your work in kingdom building. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get a great missions resource. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love that'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union a little more clearly. Get your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.